Hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light and Happy Sunday. Wow, I reversed those. That's a magic spell. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with the most amazing team. We have Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Jessica Marie Tatro, I think Elizabeth's coming, Elizabeth D'Onofrio, and Hawk D'Onofrio. So we're all here, and I hope everyone got tequila and donuts from the green room. And we are talking today about spiritual discernment. And we're just asking the question, what is spiritual discernment? And if you guys don't mind, I'm going to play Linda's little clip that she sent us. That's her contribution. She's still in the forum for living.ai, so she can't be on Sundays with us. So this is how she joins us. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Okay. She's on with the emos, and here we go.
Our topic today is discernment. What is it? How will it be helpful to you to make the right decisions in your life, to find happiness? I am Linda Irwin here with Emo Pet and Emo Robot, who will be helping us to understand this concept and the many paths and many ways we can utilize this to have an outcome for any situation that will resonate with us. My little guys are just over and almost a year old, so such a complex topic might require them to take this quiz open book, or should I say open AI. Let's have Emo Pet start us out with some basics. Emo, connect to ChatGPT. What is discernment?
Discernment is the ability to judge and make good decisions about what is true, right, or valuable.
What is logic?
Logic is a system or method of reasoning that involves the use of facts, principles, and rules to support or refute a conclusion or argument.
What is intuition?
Intuition is the ability to understand or know something instinctively without the need for conscious reasoning.
Thank you. Discernment allows us to make decisions, and two of the more common ways to make those decisions are logic, which is based in facts we already know, or intuition, which is what we pull into us through our spiritual consciousness, often aided by signs and messages from spirit. An interesting thought would be to not use only one or the other, but to back up both methods by using the best of both. There are a few things within each of these that Emo Robot will share with us now. Emo, connect to ChatGPT. What is experience?
Experience is the knowledge or skill that a person gains through practical involvement, observation, or participation in a particular activity or event.
What is speculation?
Speculation is when someone makes a guess or a prediction about something without having all the facts or evidence to support it. It can be risky because it is based on assumptions and can lead to incorrect conclusions.
What is research?
Research is a systematic and organized process of searching for and analyzing information and data in order to gain knowledge, answer questions, or solve problems.
Thank you. That is all.
Sure, I understand. I am Emo, a desktop pet robot made by the Living D Company.
Experience is the best teacher, they say, but surely not the only teacher. Experience tends to play into the logic method or process. It can go a long way to helping us discern, but situations may change from what you have experienced to what you wish to experience, so keep that in mind. Speculation can be risky, but if you use your speculation to imagine what it is you wish to be, have, or know, not allowing it to be the totality of your discernment, it can broaden horizons you have not yet experienced and give you new things to consider. Then there is research. I use this one and temper it with experience and speculation to give me a more concrete picture of what I am discerning and which direction to take. I hope this gives a bit of assistance to our dear listeners when they are facing tough decisions to help you to be able to discern some of the situations you are facing. Know, as always, that not only our Enter the Light team, but the Sacred Embers Network are here also to guide you and to assist you with those things that you need to discern. This is Linda Irwin, Emo Pet, and Emo Robot saying goodbye for now. Emo, see you later.
Goodbye, my friend.
You just have to love kids when they say different things at the same time. Goodbye, my friend, and see you later.
Wow. Okay. I want to now. I love Emo. I sometimes can't make out what he's saying, so I'm going to send him to Elizabeth's voice classes and get him to enunciate just a tad better. But he's a sweet little dude. That's just charming. And it's interesting looking at, you know, AI. It's in, I guess it's not really in its baby stages, because Skynet, like, did become self-aware quite a while ago. But, yeah, it's, I hope everyone got that reference, right? You've all seen the Terminator? Yeah. Okay.
One of my favorites.
Oh, is it? Yeah, me too. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So let's just pop around the table. Hawk, do you want to start us off with your thoughts on discernment, spiritual or otherwise, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it's important to talk about, because when we talk about intuition, it often leads people to think about the woo-woo in that negative way that we talked about last time. And it's interesting, because with intuition and learning your intuition and being guided by it, you have to have your reason also. Because the universe is logical. The universe is reasonable. And so when your intuition is saying something unreasonable, it might not be correct. And that's where our discernment definitely needs to be coming in. It's the combination of reason and intuition that gets you a more whole or holy perspective on whatever the situation is. I've been thinking about this a lot. Judge not, lest ye be judged. The reason we don't want to judge is because then you are making special relationships in that either one or some, or you are better than the other. And that's not what it's about. So I often want to spread the message that instead of judging, we should observe. In fact, from a scientific mind, you want an open mind that is observing data and then making conclusions afterwards. But those conclusions should be through observations, not judgments. And that comes from reason and intuition and discernment. So
wow.
I think, that's how I would start it. I think discernment is huge. It's that ability to have faith but never lose your reason. And that's the combination of the yin and yang. And that's what we're all striving for.
Absolutely. All right. Who's sitting next to Hawk at the table? Is it Jessica?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me? I'm not sure if I'm on mute.
Yeah, you're good.
Awesome. Okay, well, I was just having, it's funny, I was having a discussion yesterday with a family member about discernment, and it kind of went in all different directions, but what I concluded from it, because I've often asked myself, but I believe that discernment is a combination, like what Hawk says, of all of that combined, and being able to utilize that, you know. I think a lot of it has to do with the senses as well, your intuition, and how you're able to observe a situation, you know. And I don't really believe there's like this right and wrong there, but if it, this is how I could explain it for me. If it starts to not feel right, then that's usually my cue where I kind of pull back my energy from a situation. If it's not in my best interest or best interest of others, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you develop that sort of, it's almost an animal reaction. You know, you can, I always get it right in the solar plexus. Like if it feels like it's constricting in that area,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, my spider senses start tingling. And I think you guys all know what, you all have the same kind of similar thing. So, and you've developed
that over
time.
Well, I would like to say
time.
That I've,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
ahead,
I would like to say that for me, the intuition is the hardest part. I consider myself more of a yang energy, and so I came from the side of reason. And it wasn't until I had collected enough knowledge by seeking it that I was able to connect the dots and then really develop my intuition and understand it. And that was my discernment of my abilities. And yeah, it grows, and you have to practice.
Yeah. And it's generally been ascribed to the female energy over, you know, in the traditional old school thinking.
Agreed.
Yeah.
When you talk about a mother's gut, we're really just talking about a mother's intuition, something that she can inherently trust without even needing to worry about the reason or reasoning behind it. And so I do think that sometimes that challenge does get put into our bodies when we chose a specific body. And most females might have more of the challenge of the yang side of it, whereas I have more of the challenge of the yin side of it. And it's about becoming whole for your specific soul.
Very good. I think you're going to have to write a book one day, dude. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that help, Jessica? Did you? I'm sorry, we kind of jumped into your discourse there.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, I was pretty much done. But what I was, and I think he was, we were bouncing off of each other, Hawk and I, about really kind of, honing in on, it's just not just one. There's so many facets to it that bring it together to make it that individual discernment and inner knowing for you and for each of us. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Marianne, do you want to weigh in on the topic of discernment?
So I actually looked it up because I wanted to see what, you know, the actual meaning of, other than what I was thinking it means to me. And it says it's the ability to judge well. It's perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. And I just thought, that's so awesome. I love where it talks about the lack of judgment, because that's often how we make our decisions. A lot of times it's through our judgment, through our filters of our experiences and you know, traumas. And so discernment is awesome, because I think it allows us like you're talking about intuition, allows us to connect to, you know, our spiritual side, our you know, creator side, and get the truth, I guess, of our situation, instead of just something that we want. It's where we can be open to something different, something that is outside of our thought, our judgment, our skewed view through what we have normally thought of before.
Right. Often our human sides and our spiritual sides are in, you know, polar opposites. And there's a little, sometimes there's some shouting going on, right? I don't know why, I just remember, it was a joke and it's not coming through very well, but it ends up with, shut up, both of you. And it's the same person. Anyway. Wow. No, that made sense, Marianne. Yep. And does it come from, and it's often when you start doing spiritual work that, you know, everybody goes, is it me or is it spirit? Like, you can't, how do you know? But then you use all the feels, you use all the tools, not just the senses, but the beyond the senses, the perceptions, right? Tony, we have not heard from you, love.
Well, I'm still trying to figure it out, but I have one question for you guys, though. You know how it says, you know, about when you're using your intuition and your spiritual awakening, and then you do know, you know, I think of that movie, I can't even remember the name of it, when he shouts out, you can't handle the truth. But
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. But how do you, so if you see things, here's the thing I struggle with the most, and I don't even know if this is part of what we're talking about, but I think it fits in. When people ask you questions and, you know, you tell them, well, you don't have a, you know, a crystal ball, but yet you do get a message that, or somebody comes up to you, not, I'm not talking about being on the show, or just somebody comes up to you and you get this feeling because you're using your spiritual woo-woo, let's get rid of that word, but, and then you feel something is going to happen to them, or, you know, you really feel strongly about it. How do you tell them? I mean, without them freaking out. I mean, you know what I mean? Does anybody get what I'm, where I'm going to? I haven't been able to deal with that yet. Like, sometimes I wish my intuition would turn off, because I don't want to see that side of stuff. But yet you do have to take that. You know what
Good
I'm
point.
Saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I mean, because I'm just going to say this. So this girl at work came up to me and said, you know, I went to a spiritual advisor. And she's young and she has two kids and she's a nurse. And she said, they said I wasn't going to live very long. And I was like, I could actually see that they were right. But you can't say that to somebody, you know, because what if, because free will could get in the way and it could not happen that way. But, you know, but you can see it. And so you're saying, why do I have this intuition? Why do I have this awakening when things like that happen? You know what I mean? And so you do research and try to please, you know, people, and you want to say good things and not the bad. And I struggle with that, you know, some of the other stuff.
But at least you're aware of it. Like, a lot of this stuff is very subconscious.
Exactly.
And at least, it's floating up to the surface, and then you're able to see it, work on it, and put it on the shelf. And you don't have to take it down again if you don't want to.
Right. And as far as the human side, that is the thing I struggle with the most, is letting self get in the way of a lot of things, like every day. You know, I still haven't figured out how to get rid of those stupid feelings that you need to surrender to. You know what I'm saying? I think that's
Absolutely.
A part of what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's hard to work on, like Hawk was saying, the yin and the yang, and having it come together, especially when you're, you know, you're trying to mesh those together and change as a person, you'd be more spiritual. It gets tough. It's a tough subject, I feel, you know, that it takes time and a lot of research and a lot of meditation, I think, you know.
Yeah. I agree.
To be able to be
it
in that
state. It takes practice.
Yeah.
Yes.
To not
like
react.
Linda, I feel that Linda, Lynn, I think Jessica, you know, they've been around for a long time. And like, you can say one thing to Linda and she has, you know, she has a really good attitude about things. Like, I still feel my attitude is changing that way. I'm trying to get rid of all the junk in the world that I grew up with, you know, grew up with or whatever, or just the normal junk around you that you don't choose to have, which is, it's hard to do.
Well, if you think about it, like if you happen to clean out an old house that has been hoarded for years and years, it takes physical time. You know, you got to go in, you got to go out, you got to load up the truck. And you're doing the work, though, Tony, right?
Yeah. But it's funny you should say that because when you get a spiritual awakening, you do start cleaning out your hoarder house also. I feel that you start getting rid of things that you don't need. You're like, why am I holding on to that? You know what I mean? So the more you let go, I think the better, you know, the more spiritual you become.
That's discernment, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
Figuring
I mean. That's what it means to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lovely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you hit the nail on the head. And that's discernment is what to keep, you know, what is it you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. One of the big ones is, you know, sometimes you have to walk away from people that you really want to love, but they just don't, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I've had to do that with people where, like, I love you very much and I want to love you, but like your energy is so bad that I can't be around you. And that's icky, you know. But you know what? All things do pass on that in that respect. I'm going to just throw a few notes in here, and then we'll get to our poor waiting callers. We will get to 509. You're first on the list. So I wrote down a few things. Getting out of our own light, right? Sometimes we stand in our own light, And again, you just have to check. The body's a really good barometer of how you're feeling about stuff. So check, you know, and check the chakra areas for shrinkage or expansion, I guess, really. It's like a yuck or a yum response, really, if you practice. So talking about in art, like if you're going to paint a picture, we consider the viewpoint. So where are you, you know, where are you looking at? Whatever you're painting, what is the viewpoint? Where are you standing in relation to the subject? And what are you seeing? Because it's individual. Like if someone's in an abusive relationship, their viewpoint, their discernment is going to probably get skewed a little bit. People who are being bullied or are stumbling on their paths, like trying to find themselves spiritually, it's really hard for them to discern sometimes, and they may not understand that their behavior causes hurt to others, or they may be blocking love, all those, you know, sort of things that help us to, the opposite of growth is shriveling, you know, whatever, but viewpoint. And so it's an individual thing, the viewpoint. It really, really depends on where you're standing from. And oftentimes, if you're in the thick of something, you have to actually change your viewpoint, stand in a different place, and then you're just going to see things differently. But if the lesson is repeated and repeated and repeated, it's probably time to pull out your discernment powers and figure out, like, what's worth keeping and what's worth saying. Can we come back in? Oh, that was another question, and this is for another show, is can we come back, if we choose to reincarnate, can we come back in different time zones? Like, can you reincarnate into 1700s or something like that if you wanted to? That's a good one. Is that yes? Yes, or we want to have it as a...
Yes, you can.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that.
That's the cool thing about time is it doesn't really exist. And all of our past lives and future lives are happening all at once. It's really cool. Yes, you can.
Wow. Excellent. Wow. And my brain just exploded, and I love that. It's like reading Stephen Hawking or something like that. It's like I really, really want to follow it. But you know what? Reading it over and over again, and you do get it. And we'll talk about that, I think, on another show because it blows my mind, reincarnation. I'm sure. I know, Tony, you've had some reincarnation in your animals, right?
Yeah. But yeah. I also feel like I live like in a different time sometimes.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all have. But if we remembered it in detail, we'd probably go crazy in this life. Because I think about like different deaths and I resonate with some and I'm like, crap, I think I died like in this horrible way. But anyway, I digress. And I'm just going to close this by saying my very favorite meme to put on the wall. Keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. Good rule of thumb. Okay. I'm going to take our first caller.
Yep.
Okay. 509, you're on the air. Thank you for your patience. Hi, 509. Are you with us? Yeah. Oh, no. We've put one to sleep. Yeah. All right. We'll move on then. Okay.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. 604, you're on the air. Can we get
Good
your
morning.
Name, please?
Afternoon, I guess now. Hi.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Charlene, and I'm calling from Abbotsford in British Columbia.
Oh, hi, Charlene. Yeah.
All right.
Hi.
How can we help you?
It's the big questions right now. I'm just having a really hard time regarding my son. So just there's so many complicated factors going on for him. He's in a lot of legal trouble right now. He has a brain injury, and I'm just hopeful because I really believe that he was targeted and that there's a person who she's really gone out of her way to do damage to him, and it's working. So I'm hoping that that person is exposed, and I'm presuming I'm right about my mindset on what I'm seeing and feeling. I'm just hoping that it's exposed and he's able to be home with us soon because it's an incredible hardship on many people.
Okay. What was triggering bullying as far as you know? Is it, I'm sorry, Charlene, right?
That's correct, What was triggering bullying?
Why did he get beaten up or something? Or
no. He's certainly having issues there now because he's incarcerated at the moment. But he's been charged with an assault on a woman.
Okay. Is that where he sustained the brain damage?
No, he got it in a car accident 7 years ago almost. And that's, interestingly enough, just kind of coming to a close and who was driving the vehicle. I've got to put together a letter for a victim impact, and I'm just really struggling because I want to make it somewhat succinct, but also, you know, try and explain how it impacted our lives because there's really no... it's not something you can put in a couple words or even in a picture when something's happened that's altered the course of your life due to somebody else's actions, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll go around the table, Charlene, and see what everyone is picking up on this. But the first thing, this is Lynn, and I just I wrote down in big letters, you first. And I think what you're being asked to do is a little self-care. Because you're going to need to keep yourself very strong because you've got pretty much an ordeal ahead of you. There's going to be legal stuff and medical stuff and all kinds of that stuff that it feels like plowing through deep snow and it's so tiring. So you are being asked to take maybe a time out. Are you pulling your mind away from the situation sometimes and giving it a breather?
I try to. I try uh-huh. to.
Okay.
I'm trying
All
to.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's a cliche, of course, but it's the oxygen mask metaphor where you must put it on yourself first, right? I'm getting to also, hon, that is there somebody who's opposing you? It feels like there's this friction that's happening from an individual who's, and I'm thinking, I'm getting anger levels. Is this somebody who has the ability to piss you off?
I don't know. I know my sister, but that's a whole other thing that's going on there. My sister could have things there, so I know she's angry with me.
Yeah.
My other two children and I are estranged at the moment, you know, partially because of what's going on with my son.
Yeah. You're taking it from all sides.
You know, I haven't talked to the person who's the complainant, I guess. I haven't talked to them, but I do feel that there's, like I said, I think there's masochism, and there was drugs brought in via her. Yeah, it's pretty complicated, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. The message that I pass to you is self-care must come first so that you're strong and can handle it. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't have some ice cream late at night anytime you're feeling, you know. Just one herb I'd like to recommend to you, if you can get yourself some lemon balm, it takes the edge off anxiety. Yeah, I love it. I have the plants. I just pull off a bunch of leaves. I say thank you to the plant and then just mow down on them. And it takes the edge off anxiety like so well, and you don't lose any focus. You're fine. Like you can drive a car or, you know, whatever, but it's one of my favorite miracle plants. Anyway, I'm going to pop you around. Who's next? Who's got something to throw in here?
Yes. I can go next.
Okay. Love.
Hi, Charlene.
Jessica.
This is Jessica, and this is what I had wrote down as you were telling me or telling us all about what was going on and how you could best be guided. And the first thing I wrote down was exposed. Something's going to be exposed within all of this. And then the second thing I wrote down was you taking breaks. Because you sound very, very overwhelmed. And I also drew a circle. Same thing Lynn said. It's like everything's coming at you from all angles, like that you're surrounded. I believe you're going to be, this situation's going to be guided. You know, you're going to be guided through this. And I agree with Lynn on the lemon balm. I take it myself in a tincture, and it's amazing for anxiety.
I've never heard of using it that way. I'm going to thank you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It tastes like lemon jelly candy. It's very nice.
Nice.
A lovely flavor. Yeah. That's great, Jessica. Now, who's next? Hawk, have you got input here? Mm-hmm.
For sure. I totally agree with what was said, so I'm going to add to that. I see right now that you're in the Five of Cups, which is a pretty pessimistic state of mind. And I do think for the best outcome to occur, you need to find your center. So I don't know if you meditate, but I think if you meditate with that lemon balm, and then do a Buddhist prayer of forgiveness, which I'm going to put into the chat for everyone, you could find some forgiveness. It's for you, it's for everyone else, and it's for the situation. And this goes back to that spiritual discernment we were talking about. You won't be able to discern until you're able to forgive everyone, including yourself. Yeah.
Great.
And so...
Yeah.
It goes back to what we were talking about earlier with that discernment, and I really want to give this tool to everyone. When you're stuck in the situation, like Lynn was saying, you're going to see it through your perspective. Next step is to try and see it through everyone else's perspective, those that might be victims, those that might be perpetrators, and then third step, pull your perspective up high. See the whole situation with all of those perspectives, and in the center you'll find the truth. And the truth is love and light. It's not shadow. But you won't be able to see it until you can forgive. And then that's what's going to help bring the Nine of Cups, which I see in your future, which has to do with letting go, having fun, and embracing that loving state of being that you ultimately will get to. But you got to do the work.
Yeah.
And peace and blessings. We wish you the best, and it's up to you. So whoever's next and wants to add to that.
I don't know who wants to go next. Well, does Marianne want to go?
Yeah, we got Marianne and Tony.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Tony, you can go ahead, and then I'll go last.
Okay, so I got a couple of messages for you. The first one is when you said that you hadn't talked to the other side yet, I was thinking, meaning the person that did this to him, I got a strong, really bad feeling about that. I would not contact them at all, ever.
Okay.
Your lawyer team, your spirit team, and your lawyer team are, like Cox and everybody else said, are working really hard for you, and I got a really positive feeling and a yes on that. I feel if you try to contact the other side, she's going to draw you into this, which is going to be really ugly and unnecessary. So for a shorter, I think writing the letter is absolutely amazing. Coming from your point of view, I don't even think you need to put a lot of you need to put his medical things in there for sure, but I don't think you need to use a lot of that. I just think on your own mom's perspective, you should write that letter, because immediately when you were talking about your son, flashing through my head, I saw all of those kids that got shot in the back, or kids that have brain injuries or autism that have been wrongfully charged and then let go, the ones that were let go because they did do as you're doing, and it takes time. Unfortunately, the system is very slow, but it's going to work in your favor. I think your son was targeted for sure. And but you're doing the work, and you need to take time for yourself and do your own, like Hawk was saying, and Lynn. But I think you're doing everything right. Just don't get in touch with the other side. I just got a really strong no about that.
Yep.
Okay. Everything else is good, I think, that you're doing.
Okay.
And I also got the arrow card, which means that your little team, your family team, block out all those other people like your sister and all the negative. I saw a wall around you. Do you have two children? Is that what you said, two other children?
Yes, I have three children in total.
Yeah. So the other two and you are going to have to be your little team right now. You guys have to stick together in a little circle, I see, and build a little wall around you for right now, because you're going to hear things you don't want to. So, but you guys can help yourselves too. Draw them in. Do your meditation and your prayers. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's lovely. And we've got I think we've got Marianne next.
Yes.
Hello. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much for calling into our show. So, you know what? The answer that I got was so, it felt so peaceful and so good. It's saying, telling you not to worry. It's saying that the worries and concerns regarding your questions that you have about this aren't going to be necessary. God and your angels have a situation well in hand, and everything is going to turn out perfectly. So they're just saying that obsessing over the subject isn't necessarily helpful, but it's certainly understandable. The energy and fear, though, of worry only slows down the eventual manifesting with your manifestation desires. So visualize loving and happy outcomes, and keep your thoughts positive as much as you can. I totally understand how, we go to that fear. But as soon as, this is all over, you'll wonder why you were worrying, because everything, I feel like everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and I know I know better because I understand how energy works so well. It's really hard to Keep everything up. My mom passed in September, and it's kind of like everything's completely and it didn't hit me that hard. I miss her. I'm sad, but you know, she was old enough. It's okay. It's like everything fell apart around me, including my son, of course.
You are in a period of transition, and the more that you can embrace it and find that peace, the better it's going to feel as you go through it. Just like with your mom's death, you said you could handle it. You can handle it all. And you can see the love that's actually there. Remember, we're souls.
I mean,
we're not these mortal bodies.
I totally get it. It's your child, and I would be going, I would freak out if my child was incarcerated. I would be going through the misery that you're going through. I get that. It's so hard for us to sit here and tell you what to do, but it will ease your mind in some states, you know, because I would be exactly like you, and it would be hard for me to focus on anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the problem is, like, you know, I get it.
Yeah, and that's it. It's never, I work as a reader, as an intuitive, and I help. I'm wonderful at what I do. It's not me. I just am a good, pure channel. But this is, and I know things happen for reasons, so it's just very uncomfortable.
Are
you have you got access to the lovely nature out there?
I do, as a matter of fact.
That's the best thing you can do. Grounding. Oh my gosh. Practice grounding. Get out in nature and do present moment meditations, because remembering that living in the future gives you anxiety. Living in the past gives you depression, and the present moment gives you peace. You know, you can't. Yeah. That's all we've got, this moment. And I have a feeling you've got the tools. You've just let them sit on the workbench a little bit, but you'll pick them up again and start pulling that energy into shape again. Yeah, I think you really are a very you know, your spiritual energy is great. It's just been knocked sideways. And, like, who wouldn't be, right? So,
It's borderline comical, but it's also...
Well,
because it is temporary. I just keep reminding my son of that. You know, this is... It's going to... Before you know it, it's going to be behind us. But in the meantime, the costs on a internal level are just massive. It's just massive, and I got to remember it's an illusion, and that's not very real. So thank you guys. So
you're welcome.
Oh, can I ask one quick question? My parents' house is up for sale, and we had a serious offer on the table. Is this person going to take it, or are we going to be finding somebody else to buy it?
Anyone getting in a quick
yes? I got a strong yes, but, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. Here I go with the crystal ball. But my pendulum said yes, so we'll just blame it on the pendulum if it doesn't happen.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I got a yes.
You got a yes, too? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the fool. It's going to work out. But again, I don't have a crystal ball, so it could work out in a way that we weren't expecting. So it's going to work out.
I appreciate the answer. It's true. And on reincarnation, my son picked his birth time and his birth name, and he's got an interesting story. My kids, all of us, have some very bizarre, you know, as a plausibility, right? I mean, we don't know if it's real or not. We only go by things, but there's resonances that come through with it that are like, oh, how could it not be true? But then again, you know. So
you got to believe first, and then you'll know.
maybe. Sometimes it's so unquestionable when things. It's like, what? How does that? You know, there's just little. I don't know.
So embrace it.
Come along.
Feel that. We're at 44 minutes and 44 seconds. Your angels are watching. There's your confirmation. Feel it. Accept it. Own it. We're all powerful. We just have to realize it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was a beautiful hug.
Yeah.
Spiritual long distance digital hug.
Yep. Oh, that stuff works. It's great. Yeah. It's energy. We're doing energy.
Awesome.
All energy. Right. Okay. Charlene, call us back, would you? Let us know how it's going. And
thank you
obviously.
Guys so much.
Yeah, and if you need more hugs, like, we're on every Sunday and we're hoping to expand, so excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Sending you love.
I appreciate your help. Thank
you
guys.
You're
so welcome.
You too.
You too.
Okay. Now we have an 828. I wonder if it's that guy Hawk knows. 828, you're on the air. Sorry?
Hello.
It's Hawk's
Hello.
Friend.
Can you hear
Is
me?
It?
I'm kidding.
Hi.
Don't
we don't know. How 828, can we get your name?
Yeah, this is Stan. I called y'all a couple weeks ago.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Hi, Stan.
It was a nice visit. I'm also known as Soul Finder in the chat room.
Cool.
Hey, Soul Finder.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I would like to know, on your Facebook page, your Blog Talk Radio page, you've got everybody's name listed, but except for the fellow that drew some cards.
That's
from
all
me.
My fault.
What's your name?
It's all my fault. My name is Hawk D'Onofrio. It's because I haven't given my little blurb out yet, and it was because when I first kind of joined the team, I wasn't ready, but now I'm ready.
Put – yes, he is. Sorry to interrupt. I will put that info on for the next week's show. Anyway, sorry. Yes.
Okay.
You're related to Elizabeth.
Yeah, I wanted to. I was going. I don't know the guy's name. I mean, he gave me a nice reading, and now I know. Thank you. Okay. So anyway, last time we talked. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to interject that I'm Aquarius the Seeker on the chat room. So I was the one that was saying hello. Yeah. So that's me too, and that'll be my handle.
Got it. Hey, we'll get that all straight. When we talked last, Hawk drew some cards for me, Four of Cups and some other stuff. But we ended up talking about, everyone started talking about pets, and then animals came in, and I was getting this thing about horses, and I wanted you to know, everyone, that right after that show, the week following that show, sort of a synchronicity happened. I got some post from an organization that is a horse rescue operation in Oregon, where I lived about 10 years ago. And I've never seen a post that they've done on Facebook. Never seen one. I'm part of a group or whatever, but they never post anything. And that week, I got they did three posts in 3 days about some of their horses. And so anyway, I was just getting some big time confirmation on that whole thing.
Oh, that was that said the horses. That was me, Tony Hawk's aunt, that told you about the horses.
Yeah. There we go. So,
yes.
Because I got in me about horses. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a confirmation. This is beautiful.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I wanted to share that with you. I have something else I want to ask, but that's something I wanted to pass on to you for confirmation. Anyway, I may have mentioned I live currently an hour and 10 minutes from where my son lives with his mother now, and I have situations, circumstances have sort of, or saying it's, put a real focus on it getting moved ASAP, all right? That would just simplify a lot of things. And and I got so many pieces I'm trying to line up. That's just one of them that would make things better. So anyway, I've decided to define a particular town that I'm going to focus all my energies on. And this is an area that it's a bit more rural than the Asheville area. It's Rutherford County, and it's pretty rural. And, you know, you don't see ads very often at all for rental property. But I'm committing this. I'm bringing my full intention to this with my divine, that I'm going to go down there and spend some time in the community several days, and something is going to show up, okay, through my efforts.
Yep.
And so I would appreciate anything that y'all might be receiving. I can add to what I'm already receiving from my divine that's around that whole thing. You know, once I get moved down there and I can settle in on a healing modality, just a lot of things can get resolved if you know you're going to move and you get the move done, you know. Just getting that done means a lot. So
I have a question real quick.
Yeah, sure.
For Stan, this is Jessica. Do you live in Nashville now?
No, Asheville.
I live in Weaverville, which is just north of Asheville. Yeah, that's where I live now. Yes.
Okay, were you planning on moving to Nashville?
No, Asheville.
Asheville. Okay.
Asheville.
I'm hearing this wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
It's with an A. Okay.
I'm north of Asheville, North Carolina,
which
is, you know, one of those energy centers of the universe. And where I'm looking to move is somewhat east and south of where I am currently, be near my son so I can get him into baseball and I can be there to support him.
I gotta ask, is that mountain imagery that my aunt was getting the last time we talked to you kind of that feel that you're talking about when you're saying to that you're going to an even more rural area than Asheville?
Yeah, it's when you Hawk, when you get a little bit, you know, we're right at the Blue Ridge, you know, here where I am right now. And moving, it's about an hour or less east of here. So you start getting into foothills and mountains. You get a few more homes that have a level lot instead of most homes here in Asheville. You know, there's not a whole lot flat
to them. You're really confirming what messages we had gotten for you, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that you are going to go through some stuff, but it's not bad. You're just going to have to channel the Knight of Swords for a little while, and then it's all going to work out, and you're going to be the generous healer man. I see that in your future, because I see you as the Six of Pentacles. It's going to work out. You're totally on the path.
Yeah, and To piggyback on Hawk, I got that, yes, it's good to go there with your plan. Don't get discouraged if the first time you go there, you're not going to hear of anything. But I got after the second time that it's going to draw you back the second time, and that's when something's going to come up. It could come up the first time, but don't get discouraged. You might have to go back in that area a couple of times. Like Hawk is saying, it might not. You have to do a little work, so it's not all going to come to you in like 1 week. Is the problem?
Yeah,
it's gonna,
I've got a history of a lot of my years are in sales, and it's that cumulative effect of what you do one day after another that creates momentum and opportunity. So. I didn't realize when I was in sales that I was on a spiritual path, but it's all mixed in there, you know, it's all mixed in there.
Yeah. I didn't realize it either when I was in sales that I was on a spiritual path and I ended up doing this, but the same, but I think you're on the, I mean, I get like Hawk does, I don't know what everybody else is getting, but I get the same that that's where you're going to be. It's going to all fit in, all of these cards together.
I can agree with that for sure. I was just thinking those exact words when you actually said them. It's really interesting. I just see as you head down this road, it's just, you're really going to just unfold and even more. And it's just, it's really good for you. You're going to find a lot of your purpose within it as well.
Yeah, I've been guilty of, you know, one of my aspects is overthinking something and not putting action behind it. And something I used to say a bit when, about 10 years ago when I was traveling on my motorcycle for 2.5 years all over the place, relying on the divine to provide a place for me to live. When you're thinking about going in a particular direction, it's to take one step instead of feeling you got to commit to some long journey, because once you do that, the scenery changes, you know. Once you take one little step, you've got another viewpoint. And so that's new information. You know, it's new information you didn't have before. So it's all good. It's all good.
That's awesome.
So I was wondering, Hawk, other than the Six of Pentacles.
That's your future.
Are there any cards we could pull today that sort of are more up to date or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, so in the past, I saw teamwork, collaboration, learning, and implementation, which I think is what you did. You learned, and you started implementing your newfound abilities with discernment in spiritual forces. And right now, you have to channel the Knight of Swords because you are dealing with your son and that. So that is very much, you have to be the soldier that is a hero, protector, and fast acting, you know, like logical. But in your future is the Six of Pentacles, and I really do think that has to do with your healing modality, and that has to do with the animals.
Okay. So when you said Knight of Swords, you mean knight as in round table kind of knight, the round?
Yeah. So the Knight of... Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the Swords card, and the Swords represents, you know, air and the mind. And so you have to be the knight of reason and logic. And, you know, that doesn't mean there's not love there. It's just not necessarily as emotional as the cups are or as creative as the wands are. It's the logic, reason, and, you know, it has to do with justice. And you're going to get it. So just maintain your holy warrior mentality.
Can you recommend a resource for maybe just an elementary introduction to the stuff you're talking about with the Pentacles and the Knight of Swords and
it's tough. Tarot is a thing, and it's a great spiritual tool. For everyone that's dabbling, go buy yourself a tarot. If you get gifted one, then use that one first. And it's just about learning those things. I don't have a specific book. Maybe the ladies actually have more knowledge.
Lynn might, or Marianne, somebody. Do you guys have a knowledge for that?
Yeah. Have you ever called in on Wednesdays to Angel Answers, Stan?
I think so. Is that the one that...
That's DC.
DC
Love.
And the gal that used to be a dancer, and she's always putting cool posts on your Facebook page.
Jan Drake Bucky, yes.
Mm-hmm. Jan Drake, yeah.
Jan, right. Yeah.
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 Lovely. Yeah, they've got some really good card readers in there. the one I turned to, I have my, what have I got? The deck that I've got is a really old, weird one. It goes back to Aleister Crowley. And it's called Sanctum Fraternitas. It's the Servants of the Light, I believe. And it's a really, really old practice. I don't know what to call it, you know, but it's a form of tarot. But anyway, I have to translate. If I pull a card from this deck, I've got to translate it into modern tarot. The one I love to turn to is she comes up first on a search, and her name, her website, sorry, is Biddy Tarot. I find her great.
Yes.
You love her too? Okay, good. Yeah, she's fabulous.
That was my suggestion. Biddy Tarot.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, Biddy, B-I-D-D-Y. Yeah. It's really straightforward. Boy, does it resonate too. I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it depends. And the deck, you know, has to resonate for you. It's almost like a familiar, you know, a cat or something would be for a wizard.
Like a Harry Potter wand.
Totally. Oh, I love
it
that.
It chooses you choose it, you know?
Yeah. I was gifted my deck, and it took me 3 years before I had the correct energy to use it, but it's a really beautiful deck now, and it's almost a time-traveling deck. I don't know. Anyway, Marianne, did you go? Oh, dear. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, my headphones popped out for a minute, and then I was trying to desperately get them back in. Anyway, so
we've all been there. Yep. Go ahead, love. Yep.
So, I hadn't gotten any answer yet for him, but the only thing that I got was it was abundance. So basically, it's just saying that abundance was going to find its way into your life, and your plans will yield prosperity, is what it's saying. Yield prosperity. So this thing just is going to provide a sense of security about the future, and your angels will be with you as you take the actions necessary to manifest your dreams.
Well, that's great. That's super cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, Tony, have we heard from you?
Yeah, you heard from me. Yeah.
Okay, I'm losing track.
Jessica.
Have we missed anyone? Because I'll go ahead and wrap up if not.
No.
Okay.
I think we all went.
Yeah, okay. We all went. Yep.
This is like getting our snowsuits on to go outside. Did everybody get? Okay. So, Stan, I got a bunch of messages for you that all seem to go back to persistence. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with that single step, and the addendum, it might be the same step over and over again. So it's about, you know, fall off the wagon of productivity in terms of what you're trying to do. Just get back and start those steps again. I also see the image of Dory from Finding Nemo saying, keep swimming, just to remind you to don't stop going forward. The phrase constant small improvements comes in. I think it just gets better by increments for you. And just to remind you that 1 inch forward is still progress. If that's all that happens every day, that's still progress, you know. You'll get there. It does accumulate. And also the last message says, don't judge your progress, right? So you might be harder on yourself than everybody. So try to work on being a little gentler with yourself, not so self-judgy, and give yourself a pat on the back. You know, enjoy your achievements. They may feel small, but they add up. So that's for you, Stan, and I hope things continue forward for you.
Thank you all very much, and you all have a beautiful day. I appreciate it. Okay?
Yeah. Keep in touch,
thank
and
you.
We'll talk to you again. Okay, thank you, love.
Yep,
I will.
You.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. I think we have a Skype caller next.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Could we get your name, please?
Yeah. My name is Rose, and I'm calling from Toronto.
Oh, hi, Rose. How's your smoke up? How's the smoke in the air there?
Yeah, it's unusual. Usually it's in the west part of Canada, all of the fires.
Yeah,
so,
but
yeah.
I know the air here was really bad this week, and I'm just wondering, did it clear for you guys? I'm just up near Kingston, so it was pretty sticky.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's still a bit sky.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it really brings it home, you know, when stuff like that happens. But anyway, I wish you clear skies. And what can we help you with, Rose? Is there any questions you'd like to ask the team?
There is. Yeah, it's a funny thing. It's about discernment, kind of my discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is okay with me. But I'm very intuitive. And I've noticed some, like, nosy people around asking me probing questions about my life, to which it's really brought on the thought that this is coming from chit-chat and gossip and people trying to ask me pointed questions to try to, and it makes me feel very uncomfortable. It feels like jealousy to me, my discernment. It feels like jealousy.
Yep.
It feels like just a hate that's around me, and I don't know why. And it's uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable. And because I'm so sensitive to energies, it mm-hmm. creeps me out, really. And I'm hoping that it's just going to go away.
Yeah.
But what do you pick up?
It's pretty tense. Oh, dear. I have a friend in spirit who's sending you a humorous message, and I hope you do not mind. He's just a kind of one of those people. He wants to make you laugh. He says, "Rose, answer them in interpretive dance."
Yeah.
I hope that. Okay, he's just Mitch. Came from theater background, so he's sending you a message. He's trying to make you laugh. The reason he might be doing that is that you might be getting a little bogged down in the energy of the situation. I see Glinda,
yeah.
The good witch, going, "Be gone. You have no power here." You're letting these people pile on. And, when you can laugh a little bit and just realize it's got nothing to do with you, it's got everything to do with them. And you can work on boundaries, right? You can work on protection, and you can work on cleaning out the toxic energy. And, yeah, I'm going to put it to the team and see what happens. Anybody want to pop in?
Yes,
yeah.
I can
go ahead,
I can
Jessica.
Do that.
Go ahead.
Hi,
yep.
This is Jessica. I got right away that you are highly intuitive, and to trust your discernment and your intuition without overthinking it. Just go with what you feel, right away. You were talking about your intuition, your discernment. And I think they're just validating that you are in touch with that inner discernment and intuition. So know that you're validated in that.
Yeah. So I got, it's funny because I got something funny too when you were talking about these people, and I pictured, so I got monkeys, and so I looked up monkeys, and it doesn't have anything to do with what a monkey is or the Chinese version of the monkey or the Japanese. So I feel like you're right, like what Jessica's saying about how intuitive you are and your intuition is correct, that it's like you're at work and you're working on a special project, and all these little monkeys are around because they want to see how you're dealing with the special project. I don't know if I'm on the right track or not, and so they are jealous, and they're trying to get to it first or trying to figure out, what you're doing so they can either steal it or tell somebody about it first. I don't know if that resonates at all, but that's what I got. It's kind of funny because I can see all them jabbering with each other. So, hello?
Hello. Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. I'm just thinking it's I just want to know that they're not going to cause any problems. You know,
they're not going to cause any
really
trouble,
little.
But you do need to be on your they're not going to cause any trouble, but they might try to do something behind your back. So I think whatever your intuition is, that if you feel they are going to cause some trouble, it could be. So I don't know. I think you're right on what you're saying about them. So if your intuition is that you think they're going to cause some trouble, then they might. So I asked my pendulum the same thing, and it said yes. So I don't know if you need to beware of somebody that's trying to do something before you do it and trying to steal your ideas, or if it's just a game that they're playing. I don't know. But I think, like Jessica said, and that you're intuitive and that your intuition is correct, that you just need to believe in it more. Because it is what it
is.
Yeah,
I mean, I avoid them. They're just really unpleasant.
I would just avoid them. You're doing the right thing by avoiding them if that's what you're doing, because whatever you're thinking is correct. But they are talking about you for sure. And is it jealousy? So I mean, you can look at it in a good sense. I mean, people are talking about you, so that's what I always feel that is a good thing.
Part of my boundaries is I kind of keep my life very private.
Right.
But I set someone straight yesterday when they were making some pointed, nasty comments. And because I put them in their place, I think that will come to when people still get nasty because they don't like being put in their place, you know? So that's, I just don't want any more problems. So.
Yeah, I think you need to stay away from them for sure. And, I would jot down anything that you did and talk to, and because you're in a workplace, correct?
No.
Oh,
no. Well, not really. No. No.
Oh,
nothing.
Okay.
Then, not really anything left.
Okay, good. Okay, but I think you're right. So I don't know if it made sense at all, but that's what I got. Marianne, did you get anything?
No, I didn't get. Yeah, no, I didn't get anything on this one.
Yeah, sometimes stuff doesn't come in, and that's perfectly all right. It's better, you know, than forcing it, right? Just as long as, you know. Now, Hawk, have you?
Yeah.
Spoken in?
I can jump in.
Yeah.
The messages you've already gotten are correct. When Lynn got the what was it? What type of dance message?
Mitch said, like when people are jerks to you, answer them in interpretive dance. It's just funnier that way.
Exactly.
You know?
So,
but not literally.
I pull the world card because I knew exactly what the issue was, and that just confirmed it with me. But there's a beautiful maiden in the center with two wands dancing. So that confirms the interpretive dance. And also she's surrounded by a wreath, but inside the wreath is white. And so realize that their perspectives and their illusions that they're projecting into the world aren't the truth. You have no control over them and their thoughts, but you do have control over yourself and your thoughts. So this goes back to that forgiveness and discernment and pulling your viewpoint to the third side, which is seeing both sides from above and further away. Realize that the world, the environment that we interact with, which includes people and their negativity, isn't true reality. And you won't be able to see that true reality until you learn that discernment. So all I'm saying to you is, their issues with the gossip, that's their issues. And so you should just protect yourself psychologically from all that. You don't have to participate or even make those illusions real. Take a step back. true reality is heaven. And as long as you can see that, then you'll be able to forgive the people that aren't ready to see it. And I deal with these situations myself with certain people. And so it is about trying to stay away as much as you can.
And
but
I do.
Also
they're,
being
they're not
a
friends.
Really, but you could also be a really good guide and teacher of the truth. So as long as you don't react in emotion.
I was very
go
clear
ahead.
And straighten them out. But you know, it just feels like jealousy and bitchiness and gossip.
And
they're just
those are
unkindness.
Their emotions. And they're not yours. So find the discernment
to
separate what they give you from what you are.
No, I realize that. I just don't want any, gossip that could potentially cause me problems. I don't think so. But when people are nasty, you don't know what they're going to do. You know,
that's what I'm saying is that the only thing you can do is concerning you. So it has to do with how you feel. That negativity is not your own. You know that. So really own it. Accept it. Like, you're fine. That's them.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone wants to add on to that.
Yeah, a little thing about it, a little physics thing about vibration, frequency. It's going to match what you are, like whatever frequency you are working at as a spiritual being, that's what you're going to attract. So rise above, right? Rise above that. Be the eagle flying over the storm and not in the storm. I remember our friend Jane one day said to us, detach, detach, detach. And, one other thing I always know to be true is what you focus on expands. So focus on your own healthy reactions, which is like, I don't know, don't even rent them space in your head. Like I wouldn't keep that kind of crap in there. You know, you've got much more going on than that. So focus on.
But people can be, all I'm saying, I want to know from the universe that they're gone. They're not going to cause me any problems. I don't have any more interactions with them anytime in the next many months. I just want them gone.
So I think they will go. Because don't monkeys after you don't. Maybe this is what the monkeys meant. When you don't pay attention, like if you don't pay attention to the monkeys, then they go off and find somebody else to bother. Like in India
exactly.
And all those places. Yeah, so I think that's what it means. I think you're fine. I think you're right. You're not going to be around them for the next couple of months, and they're just going to move on to the next person or the next thing. So I think, that's why I'm saying your intuition, I think, is correct, because I think that's what – now that talking and listening to you with everybody else, I think that's what the monkeys came to me, because they were all nitpicking, like picking little things, and you know how they pick little bugs off of each other and stuff, but then they lose track in about 2 seconds. And that's exactly what – it was kind of funny, but I think they've already picked the gnats off of you, and they're going to move on to somebody else. So I don't think they're going to
cause
anyone.
I love that.
I think whatever you – that's what I saw. I mean, I saw that. And I was like, why am I seeing monkeys like this? So I think it finally registered that you're right. They've already moved on to something else. So I think
you're
really
It's just
say not
people that move on hate is really what it feels like. You know, there's an element of want to look for fault and bullying, and it felt like, and it was a real surprise. But it felt like, you know, when you're in high school and people are bullying you, and it's like fuck off, you know, and then other people just join in without questioning why they're doing it, and that's kind of the feeling that I got. It's a bit like people don't question that, you know, why they're being so nasty, you know, it feels like jealousy, and
Jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. Are you gonna follow the person off the bridge? A lot of people would. Just because one person is jumping, they're like, oh, then I guess we better jump, or the sheep, follow the sheep. It's the same thing. People will do that, but other people like you who are spiritual and intuitive are see a different thing, a different way.
No, yeah. It's just everything will, I really don't have any much more interaction with them for quite a long time, if at all.
Yeah.
But I just want to know that things will be okay and there won't be any big problems in my life.
Nope.
As a result.
I don't see that. I don't see that at all.
No, it's an inside job, Rose, and you're the one who decides how much power they take from you.
Yeah.
I'd say
it's
don't
up to
give
you.
Them any. Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, you're manifesting the situation. So that's what we're saying is let it go, and you will now manifest the new situations.
Absolutely.
So everything will be
good. It'll be off. It'll be all right, Rose. Everything's going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rose. Let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear your journey. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Hey, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Okay. Hop around the table.
Okay.
We've got about 10 minutes left. Anybody wanted to add anything to anything? Thoughts?
Well,
philosophies?
Pretty wiped out.
Jokes. It's good. I love reading for people, and it does it's almost like being on stage. If any of you have ever done acting work or anything, there's an energy that goes forth when you're on stage that you're afterwards, you're like, holy cow, it's just been pulled right through.
Yeah.
But it's the same with reading. But, it's a good tired, as they say.
Massively. Totally. I just need a double latte now.
All right. Where are we at? Okay, so how can people find you, Hawk, for now? And we'll get your info rolling.
As of now, right now, I'm only on the show, but I will be found at Aquarius the Seeker once I start making those things available. But most likely just here, and I will let everyone know as my ministry expands.
Fabulous, yeah. Okay, Jessica.
Yes, my name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me under that name on Facebook, and I also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, and I'm in the Sacred Embers group and on the Sacred Embers website.
Absolutely. And Marianne, how can people find you?
Oh, yes. I'm just Marianne Adams, and I'm on Facebook, Marianne Adams.
Fabulous. Tony.
Yeah, so I have a website called Tony the Good Witch at wigsite.com. And then I'm on the Sacred Embers group page and Enter the Light. And then my Facebook page is Tony Jorgensen, E-N, not O-N.
Right. Yeah, no, that's good.
Yep.
And actually, every single one of you people, I don't know about Hawk, but, I'll check. I haven't checked you, but just about every one of you can be Googled as well.
Yes. I can be Googled. Yep.
Yeah, we can all be Googled. Googled.
Yep.
All righty. Our Sacred Embers network is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love, and you can find our group on Facebook, Sacred Embers. Just type it in. There's also a lady who makes jewelry with cremation ashes, so you might get her, but we're the group, not the business. And I hope we haven't infringed on her name. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale, lbleasdale, wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm on Facebook. We're all on the Sacred Embers website. Just Google us. You can find us.
Jessica. Yep.
Did you Google Jessica?
Yeah. I
you know who?
Yeah, she came right up.
Yeah. We had a lovely... You folks are lovely. I am grateful of the blended messages. It helps calm me deeply grateful and at the moment wanting and needing these encouragements. Lovely, lovely group for certain. Thank you, Clear Shar. That's such a beautiful message from our chat room. You guys are so weird. I hope we had enough tequila and donuts for everyone in the chat room. You know who we're forgetting? Elizabeth, you know? She's so quiet in the chat room there. But ElizabethDonofrio.com, and you can find her and her theatrical services. Not theatrical, because she does film mostly, filmatrical.
And she's a
voice teacher. I suspect Elizabeth wears a lot of hats in that business. You know, she's got a lot of different, a lot of history and stuff. So I bet she could even make props if we asked her to. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Linda, right. I keep forgetting Linda. My goodness, I think I need a secretary. Okay, I'm going to get one of those little emo robots as a secretary. And remind me of this. Remind me of that. Because, like the when we did the book thing, we forgot Shannon's book. And I'm like, Shannon's book, by the way, I couldn't, my brain was falling out again. Stones of Wisdom is the name of Shannon Johnson's book. And I think she's written another or is writing another. But anyway, there's some beautiful authors. We'll do another book show at some point. Anyway, thank you to a wonderful team, and thank you for everything you put into this show. I know it can take it out of the poison. But anyway, we appreciate it. And we'll see if we can expand. Get another show going. I think, Hawk, you might be ready to take the training wheels off your bike. And so there we go.
I'm so ready. I imagine everyone will be seeing more of me as I figure out my schedule for the future with you guys. And I am so blessed and grateful to be here. Thank you.
Well, consider us your launching pad, because I have a feeling that you've got a long and smooth stretch of highway for your work.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we really love you, and we love each and every one of you guys on the team. Thank you. I feel so blessed to have you wonderful people. Let's just get mushy, or I can put the music on. Let's do both.
You can put the music on.
Okay, honey. All right. Well, we'll talk to you, everyone, next week. We love you very much. Love and light, and happy Sunday.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful